In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
The Feast of the Priesthood. It is the Feast of the Priesthood. It is the feast where our Lord Jesus Christ gave to the church his body, his blood, himself. And it is the role and vocation of the priest to make present for the church and for the people the body and blood of the Lord. Today I'm going to be looking at the priesthood. And the priesthood gets its meaning from the crucified Jesus. For Jesus Christ is the priest according to the order of Melchizedek. He is not the priest according to the order of the Levites. The Levitical priesthood has ended. He is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. For we see that the order of Melchizedek was greater than Abraham. For Abraham offered tithes unto the high priest Melchizedek, who was the priest of Salem, which is Jerusalem. We see that on the night before he died, Jesus does exactly what Melchizedek did. Well, Melchizedek, a priest, he offers the sacrifice of bread and wine. That's what it says. We see Jesus at the Last Supper, the Lord's Supper, call it what you will, taking bread and wine. This is my body. This is my blood shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. I want to tell you, Jesus said for many. He did not say for all. Now, if the priesthood has any meaning, it must take its meaning from the cross. For the sacrament of the Eucharist is the sacrament of the cross made present, cross, death, burial, and resurrection. So the priest takes his meaning from the crucified Jesus, not from anyone else. Therefore, the priesthood is only effective, and when I talk about effective, I'm not talking about the Eucharist being experienced in the body and blood of the Lord, but effective. I mean, if the priesthood is to be effective, the priest must take his lead, measure, identify with the crucified Jesus Christ. If the priest does not identify with the crucified Jesus Christ, he celebrates the sacraments validly, but he is impotent. He is impotent. Because it is the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek. It is the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that he consecrates. It is the death of the Lord that's made present. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, make present the death of the Lord until he comes. For the one who eats this bread and drinks this cup unworthily sins against the body and blood of Christ. The priest's meaning is from the cross of Jesus Christ. If we were to look further, we would look at St. Paul, who is a priest and a bishop. Far be it from me, Paul says, to glory in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. So if the priest does not get his meaning from the crucified Jesus, then he has very little meaning. I'm reading from Psalm 80 today, and it's very interesting because it's exactly what happened to Israel and what's happening to the church. And I'm going to read, O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry against the prayer of your people? You fed them with the bread of tears. You gave them tears to drink in great measure. You make us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among us. This is what's happening to the church. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine on us so that we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. That vine is called Israel. They're celebrating the Passover now. You brought a vine out of Egypt. That's Israel. Through Moses, okay? You brought a vine out of Egypt. You cast out the heathen and planted it. He planted it in the Holy Land, the land of Melchizedek. You prepared room before it. You caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land. The hills were covered with the shadow of it. The boughs were goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs into the sea that Israel stretched out to the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her walls, her hedges, so that all that pass by pluck her? The boar of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven, and behold and visit this vine, and the vineyard which your right hand has planted. The branch that thou didst make strong, it is burned with fire, it is cut down. It perishes at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of righteousness. Now I'm just saying this again. Israel was the vine brought out of Egypt. It spread throughout the nation to the Mediterranean Sea. But because of her infidelity, the boars of the field, the enemies of Israel, came in, and uprooted much of this holy people because they were not holy in the sight of God. You see, the church, through the preaching of the apostles, priests, and bishops, the church spread throughout the earth like wildfire. Oh, it is Jesus says, I am the vine, and you are the branches now. Now the vine will never die, because the vine is Jesus. But I'm going to tell you that the vine, which will never die, many of the branches have withered. Withered because they have cut themselves off from the Lord. And I'll tell you why. It's in Psalm 81, verse 11. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto you. O Israel, if you will only hearken unto me, says the Lord, there shall be no strange god among thee, neither shalt you worship any strange god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would have none of me. So I gave them up into their heart's own lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, this is God's heart, that my people would hearken unto me, and Israel would walk in my ways. I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned thy hand against their adversaries. And he would feed them with the finest of wheat and with honey out of the rock, should I have satisfied thee. My friends, let me tell you this, that the church spread from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth. And I'm going to tell you, because the priests have not taken their proper position, have not identified with the crucified Jesus Christ throughout the world, because the priests have not played the role they are to play, because we are to play the role of Jesus, to speak out for the poor, to unloosen the yoke, to to open the eyes of the blind and the ears of the deaf, to proclaim a year of favor, to stand up in the midst of the assembly and to speak the truth, because the priests have retreated. The branches of the vine have withered. Oh, that my people would hearken unto me and walk in my ways. I would soon subdue their enemies. My Lord, the cry of Jesus from the cross. Oh, that my people would hearken unto my ways. That my priests would hearken unto my ways. Let me tell you the problem, okay? Problem is very interesting. Philosophically, we take our rule from the priests of the Old Testament, that we are priests in the sanctuary and we are priests when we celebrate the Eucharist, which is true. But philosophically, I do not take my role from the Old Testament. I take my role from Jesus Christ, the great high priest who was crucified on the cross. Therefore, you see, I do not only stand in the sanctuary as the priest, but I am to proclaim the word of God prophetically. I am to speak out against the wrongdoings. As Jesus turned over the benches in the temple. You see, we want to identify with an Old Testament priest that we're priests in the sanctuary. But because the priests have retreated only into the sanctuary and not brought the gospel and the power of God and the crucified Jesus and their own identification with the crucified, the vine has withered. Father Carapi says, everything wrong in the world, you have to blame on priests. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the priest has identified himself with an Old Testament priest. He does the liturgy. But you see, the liturgy is the body and blood of Christ. I say, this is my body. That means I become identified with the crucified, risen Lord. I say, this is my blood. That means I become identified with the crucified, risen Lord. That means not only am I the priest in the sanctuary, but I need to be the priest in the fields, in on the airwaves, speaking prophetically, speaking the word of God. Oh, if my people would only hear my voice, I would come and run to them. But because priests have not taken their role from the crucified Jesus, because they have not been prophetic, because we have not been prophetic, the vine is alive, but the branches are dying. Jesus is the vine. Do you understand what I'm saying? You see, we're going to ordain priests in May, and you know, let them be the priests in the sanctuary. Let me tell you, the devil doesn't mind that. Because most of the people don't even know it's Jesus anyway. But the priest who offers the Eucharist is to identify himself with the Christ that was on the cross. Prophetically. And to bring about freedom. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has called me to bring salvation. Open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf. Set the captive free. This is the priest. Jesus crucified. Raised from the dead. And if our priesthood is the priesthood according to of the order of Melchizedek, then this is the role of the priest, not only in the sanctuary, but in the marketplace. The problem is this, that when you're in the marketplace, you're not in the sanctuary enough, seeking his face. Oh, I know the problem. I know the problem. You see, there's got to be that balance of identification with the crucified, risen Savior as and time to pray and to be with the Lord and have no other but Jesus. But then, you see, then you do the work of the priest, not only at the altar, but in the political arena, every place. Jesus entered into the politics of the day, whether you like it or not. He did. He spoke out. Here we have Caroline Kennedy now. They're going to make her the ambassador to the Vatican, a pro-death woman. My Lord, there should be an outrage. We cannot do this. This woman, even though she's a Kennedy, makes no difference to us. She is for death. But you see, nobody will say anything because we're all Minnie Minkle sitting in the corner. We do not identify ourselves with the crucified Jesus. But you see, it's what happens in Psalm 80 and Psalm 81. It's just what happens. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. You know, that the Lord brought a vine out of Egypt. But because the worship of false gods, because we turned away from the Lord, now we do the same thing. Because we are not priests that identify with the crucified Jesus. The boars have come and destroyed us. Yes, our boughs went out to the sea, our branches went out to the river. Oh yes, to the rivers and to the ends of the earth. But now they have been broken down. Why? Because the priest does not identify himself with the crucified Lord. Because the priest does not stand up as the most important person in the community. He does not even know his role. He has been consigned to the altar. You see, it's from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. It's from the altar to the ends of the earth. Oh, it's so clear to me that the priesthood in the One Holy Catholic Apostolic Church has been identified with the priesthood of the Old Testament. When we will sing in May, Thou art a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek, and that priest, Jesus, was crucified for us and for our salvation. That's why the apostle says, far be it for me to glorify in anything but the cross of Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. That we gain our instructions from the cross, not from the liturgy alone. The liturgy is the focus from the altar to the ends of the earth, speaking the word of God, standing up for the rights of the poor, not as social workers, but as men of God that get their power from the crucified, risen Lord. And then let's look again at the priests that have been weak and broken. You know, there is a bill in the priests, whatever they call it, that, you know, these priests that are incapacitated, the weak and the broken, that, you know, maybe we need to just put them on a retirement and give them $300 a month. We should be giving them more money because they're broken. See, if we get our instruction from the crucified Jesus, who didn't only care for the fat and the sleek, but the broken and the needy. You see, we have become like the world. The world has invaded the church. And rather the church changing the culture has changed the church. But you see, I get my meaning from the cross of Jesus Christ. I get my power from him who died. I know that what I do at the altar is most important, but it doesn't stop there. It has to go from the altar to the ends of the earth. And I know that I am the most important person in my community, even if everybody rejects me, because I am a man of God. Not of my own power, not because I've made myself that, but because he has made me that. And because priests have shirked and stepped back and not taken in the proper position that they need to take in the world, as prophetic people identifying with the crucified, the world has trampled us, and the vine has been trampled. Oh, that my people would hearken unto my voice, but the church would have none of it. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels and in their own ways. But I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries if they had turned back to me. Yes, he has fed us with the finest wheat and honey from the rock. He has satisfied us with his own body and blood. But we have not taken the proper position that we need to take because we're cowards. It's just the way it is. I'm going to tell you, there's no seminary in the world that's training their seminarians to be prophetic people. Maybe there is one. I don't know of him. To be prophetic people. To speak out as well as to have union with God. You know, we're making cookie-cutter priests. This is how we've made them for years. Cookie-cutter priests. Shiny shoes. Everyone looks alike. It's all nice. It's not nice. We are to identify with the crucified Christ. And let me tell you, that's difficult. For that is the only meaning of the priesthood, the crucified Christ. Crucified for the people, in union with Jesus, and then tied to the Eucharist, tied to the Eucharist, which is the sacrament of our salvation, tied to the Eucharist, tied to the body and blood of Christ. Tied, but from the altar to the ends of the earth. Not from the altar we stop. My job finishes at 9:30 after I celebrate the 9 o'clock Mass. I'm going to tell you, it's from the altar to the ends of the earth. It's from Jerusalem to the ends of the earth. Why? Because the apostles took their meaning not from the Old Testament priests who did the liturgy alone, but they took their meaning from the cross. When I was ordained, the bishop gave me the chalice and the paten. Receive these gifts from the people of God. Model yourself after Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, who gave his life for the sheep. Not model yourself in the sanctuary. No. Model yourself after the Good Shepherd who gave himself for the sheep. Today is the feast of the priesthood, and we need to pray for priests that we take our proper position, because if we don't, the branches will be further destroyed. If we just are just like the Old Testament priests offering the liturgy and do not speak the prophetic word and live the prophetic life and identify ourselves with the crucified Savior, then the church that was ransomed with the blood of the Lamb in the West will continue to die. So we pray, let thy face shine upon us, O Lord, and we shall be saved. Let thy face shine upon us, O God, and we shall be saved. For it's only if your face shines upon us we'll be saved. That you would bring us out of this sleep that we are in, that we have identified with the Levitical priesthood and not with the priesthood according to the order of Melchizedek, the crucified Lord. Oh, he is the Lord from the cross. He is the Lord and the victorious one from the cross. He is the great high priest from the cross. And now he ever lives to make intercession for us. And his priests don't even know who they are. They have been duped by the world and by the devil himself. For the priest is the most important person in the community. And I don't mean that arrogantly. I mean that as a slave. I don't mean that you gotta come and polish my shoes. I mean that I am to order the holy so that they can go out into the marketplace with me and do the things that need to be done as we all get our meaning from the crucified Savior. For it's called holy orders, and the priest is to order the holy, not sit in the sanctuary. And not only pray. Oh, there's got to be a balance of prayer. But I'm telling you, when you go to the Father, Augustine says this, the Lord sends you out to the brothers and the sisters, to the poor and the needy and the broken and the lame and the ones nobody else wants. And so we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We pray that you would wake us up as priests, Lord, that today as we celebrate the priesthood and its great gift to the world and to the church, that you would wake us up and that we would no longer identify with Levi, but with Melchizedek on the cross. And that we could say to the people, this is my body, this is my blood. But not only this is my body, but to have them anointed to go out and do likewise. Tonight there will be our service at 7:30 on Holy Thursday. Please come to the Holy Rosary. And then when the Friday, 7:30, and then Saturday, 8:30. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.